Welcome back to Ask Me Another, NPR and WNYC's Hour of Trivia, Puzzles, and Word Games. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and we'll subject Top Chef Judge Gail Simmons to our own food challenge in just a minute. But first, let's meet our next two contestants, Caitlin Meehan and Michael Holmes. So when you guys go out or stay in, you want to meet up with people who you would consider your own kind. Where do you find these people? Michael?
I don't know if there's exactly a perfect place where I could meet people because I have a lot of weird interests, but if I could make up a place that doesn't exist,
yeah.
Perhaps it would be like a karaoke bar with a Quizzo game night in an airport waiting lounge. Right? And then I've got everything that I'm looking
That's
for one night.
That's an amazing idea.
I know.
In
I'm
Newark?
Thinking of opening one in Newark.
Yeah,
right, yeah.
Newark.
That's the prime market.
That's the hot spot right there.
You got it.
Caitlin?
I think I would go to the beach.
Like a normal person.
Beautiful. This game is called Disconsolate Consonants. I know disconsolate is a fancy way of saying sad.
That's right.
But why are these letters sad? Why can't they be happy?
I don't know. Maybe they just, you know, they thought they would change a couple of things and they would solve other problems, but the problems were internal. No, they are sad, of course, because they're all alone. Each answer has just one consonant in it. And the rest are vowels. For example, if I said, the letter D is surrounded by vowels in this French word meaning goodbye, you'd answer, adieu.
This is the saddest word game we have ever played.
We've saved it for the end. Now you guys look sad. I have made you sad. Yeah.
They're both like, why am I not in a karaoke quiz beach?
Soon.
All right, here we go. Many vowels wait in line after the letter Q to form a word meaning a line of people waiting. Michael.
Q.
That's right. It's a ridiculous word. Comes from the French, of course. Q-U-E-U-E.
Yeah.
Absurd.
It's ridiculous.
Thanks, Frenchies.
Yeah.
The letter R joins three vowels to create a unit of currency that replaced the franc, the Deutschmark, and many others. Michael.
The euro.
Indeed, you got it.
I've got 200 euros at home, my friends.
You have 200 euros
yep,
at home?
Yep, that's my retirement plan.
Just wait for everything to fall apart and then move to Europe.
It's got a lot of forever stamps, you'll see.
Yeah. This word with its lonely letter J is the name of a board that's sometimes used as a communication device during seances. Caitlin.
Ouija?
That is right.
Are those your family members from the other life communicating with you through this show?
Yes.
The letter P finds itself fending off vowels in the name of this kind of sword used in fencing. Michael?
This has a lot of consonants, but is it a rapier?
Not even a little bit, no. Caitlin, do you know what it is?
I do not.
Does anybody know what it is? Épée. Yeah. Yes, indeed. Thanks again, Frenchies. Beginning with a solitary letter L, this FX sitcom is loosely based on the life of the stand-up who writes, directs, and stars in it. Caitlin.
Louis.
That is right. Members of the audience, please continue to shout out the answers right after I ask the question. That is a great idea. There is just one little old T in this word that means a tiny quantity and also happens to be a letter in the Greek alphabet. Michael.
Tau.
No. Caitlin?
No.
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 No. Just no. I reject this game. Anybody know the answer?
Iota
is correct. All right, this is your last clue. A lone letter L is the meat in a vowel sandwich in the name of this garlic mayonnaise, traditional and Provençal cuisine. Caitlin.
Aioli.
You got it. All right, how did our contestants do?
Oh, it was a close game, but Caitlin is our winner. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Caitlin.